Lucas, Link, and the Yeti Etiquette. Once upon a snowy peak, Lucas and his mom were sipping hot cocoa when Lucas's best friend, Link the Bigfoot, trudged through the snow to join them. A question bubbled up in Lucas's curious mind. "Mom," Lucas asked, "what are the do's and don'ts of meeting a Yeti? Link is a Bigfoot, but they're kind of like Yetis, right?" His mom smiled and nodded. "Yes, Lucas, they're similar, and the same rules apply. Let's go over some key ones using Link as an example. First, always greet them politely with a smile. It shows you mean no harm, just like Link nods and smiles when he meets new friends in the forest. Second, speak softly. Loud noises can startle gentle giants like Link and Yetis. Third, offer a friendly gesture, like a wave, but respect their space. Link doesn't like it when others get too close without asking. Fourth, never try to touch their fur. Link's fur is special, just as Yeti's fur, and both need personal space. Fifth, share stories and listen to theirs. Yetis like Link have fascinating tales about life in the mountains. Sixth, be kind and show care for their home by not littering. Link always keeps the woods clean. Seventh, never take their picture without permission. Link's shy and likes his privacy, and so do Yetis. Eighth, if they seem nervous or scared, give them time. They might warm up, as Link sometimes does. Ninth, always say goodbye and thank them for their time. Link appreciates good manners, and Yetis do too. Lucas felt excited to carry these kindnesses in his heart. Perhaps one day, he'll meet a Yeti, and because of Link, he'll know just what to do.